Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Lurie Children's Hospital in downtown Chicago today confirmed its network was accessed by a known criminal threat actor. This is day 9 since a cybersecurity issue forced Lurie to take down its phones, email, and its electronic medical record system. Lurie has established a call center for parents and patients to reach out to providers. Leaders at the hospital say they recognize the frustration this issue has created. ComEd is trying to entice businesses to buy electric vehicles while the Chicago Auto Show is in town. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco reports the plan is to electrify cars, buses, and trucks in Illinois as quickly as possible. And to do that, ComEd is offering $87 million to trucking companies and school districts because they buy fleets of vehicles. Susan Mudd works with the Environmental Law and Policy Center and says cleaning up transportation is an investment in the state's public health.
The use of diesel trucks and buses and other fleets are harming human lungs, are harming children's health, elderly health, and all of us by contributing to the asthma levels.
Illinois has a goal of putting 1 million electric vehicles on state roads by 2030. A downstate Illinois funeral home director had his license revoked last year after a state investigation found he had given dozens of families the wrong cremated ashes. State lawmakers want to make sure this never happens again. Democratic Senator Doris Turner's measure would require funeral homes to adopt an ID tagging system. It would track remains from a person's death to their final resting place.
I really believe that we have to put protocols and guardrails in place because the status quo is not working. And if we don't establish a unique identifier standard, we'll be right back here in this same situation.
Republican Senator Steve McClure has proposed a similar bill. It would make mishandling remains a felony. Temperatures around the Chicago area are running 20 to 30 degrees above average for this time of year, and we've already seen a high near 59 today. National Weather Service senior meteorologist Brett Borkhart says the unseasonably mild forecast is going to continue into tomorrow.
You may have heard that we're in a El Nino right now, and typically when that happens, we have a warmer winter. And even though we did have that stretch of cold, even brutally cold weather in January, as a whole, this winter has been quite warm.
Borkhart says more typical winter weather returns to Chicago for the weekend. Lots of entertainment news today. Chicago Theater Week kicks off today. The 12th annual celebration features more than 100 performances at theaters across the city through February 18th. Keith Urban, the Black Keys, the Chainsmokers, all coming to Chicago as part of this year's NASCAR Chicago Street Race Weekend. Those acts are part of the musical entertainment at Grant Park, scheduled for July 6th and 7th. And the lineup for Chicago's new electronic dance music festival is out. Tiësto, Diplo, and Cascade will headline the Beyond Wonderland Music Festival. The EDM Festival is June 1st and 2nd at Northerly Island. Weather, cloudy and very windy. We could see gusts as high as 45 miles per hour today and a high close to 60. Today's high, as we mentioned, it's about 25 degrees above normal. And then for tonight, cloudy, breezy, a good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, but gradual clearing overnight. And then Friday, sunny, continued mild with a high in the mid-50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.